elaborate on what exactly a bleisure tourist is, as well as to share key findings from their latest confidence index, which looks at capturing a snapshot of the African hospitality industry, is knowledge manager at Moore Global, Chantal Dippel. Ms. Dippel, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Benito. It's a privilege.
So, Chantal, what's a bleisure tourist and what is contributing to this increasing trend?
Sure. So it's a bleisure tourist. And basically, they came about during the COVID era. So what was happening is obviously people were only able to travel for business reasons or for very valid reasons. And what people were finding is being stuck at home, obviously, for such long periods, they were trying to add on a day or two on either side of their business travel. So, for example, if they were traveling a Tuesday to Thursday, they would make their trip a Monday to Friday, and they would do some sightseeing on the Monday and, you know, some downtime on the Friday. And we're finding that this is a growing market.
What does this then mean, and what are the implications for the hospitality sector?
So the implications for the hospitality sector is that they have to consider quite significantly how they adapt their offering for the public, because people are considering things like when they're booking accommodation, is there a valid workspace for them? You know, is it somewhere that's going to make sense for them to stay and that they can work at, but that they also have the flexibility of it being potentially slightly more luxury as well. So having both aspects as opposed to just having the one.
And what does this adaptation mean for the sector? Does it require quite a bit of innovation?
It does, absolutely. Particularly in their offering, in what they're offering online. So actually their advertising, they need to make sure that they're covering these types of offerings in their adverts to make sure that everyone is aware that obviously these different types of things are being are available to them. Because like you or I, if we're booking, you know, we're ticking the boxes. Does it have a desk? Does it have Wi-Fi? Does it have all these things? So they need to make sure that they're adapting their offering to cover all these options.
Chantal Dippel is knowledge manager at Moore Global, joining us this evening on Smile FM, putting the spotlight on the hospitality industry, in particular looking at how they respond to this rising trend of the bleisure tourists, which had arisen out of COVID. Chantal, what has the latest confidence index revealed? What trends are being noticed within the industry?
Well, Benito, I must first say that this report, you know, it's a co-production between the Hotel and Hospitality Expo Africa, DMG Events, and ourselves, Moore Global. So the process of putting together the questions as a starting point, really, we consider the trends heavily in the industry, the main drivers, and we have stringent consideration for the process to make sure that any questions that are asked as part of this survey and as part of this index, we make sure that the data can be verifiable, analyzed, and then obviously digested and transformed into the information that we're sharing today. So some of the key trends that we found, firstly, is that Africa is a thriving industry. 80% of our operators and suppliers express confidence and optimism about the future, which is great. And I don't think that's any surprise to us. As we know, there are always challenges, but Africa is strong-willed, and they're determined to be a strong player in the industry. So that's the first thing I would definitely say. Secondly, the emerging trends coming out, there's a definite focus on artificial intelligence, specifically around obviously increasing the bottom line. That's always going to be a focus for the industry, but also for guest experience. So however artificial intelligence can be implemented in the sector to obviously increase these areas. Secondly is ESG. So this is obviously the social and governance side and their measures around those. And the integration specifically this time around suppliers' perspectives into the industry insights. So those were the three sort of emerging trends that came out of this survey, which is the second survey that we've now run and report that we've released.
When you spoke about the focus more on the environmental, social and governance factors, ESG, with reference to suppliers, does that mean, Chantal, that the industry is having a hard look at the suppliers and that those suppliers, in fact, must comply with a range of ESG factors?
Definitely. There's always consideration with any sector, obviously, that it goes into a cost-benefit analysis. They're looking at the investment upfront into ESG, whether that be through suppliers, whether that be through recycling, or any measures that they can take to be at the forefront of ESG. But certainly, there is a consideration for that. I think in Africa, people are still considering feeling the pinch, post-COVID slightly. And so ESG is definitely on the forefront, and they really want to be involved and do as much as they can. But there is also the cost-benefit analysis that's being done. I think also that a lot of people in the industry are also realizing that they're looking at the cost of what is it if I don't do this, as opposed to if I do. So I think they're now at that point in sort of the evolution around ESG, which is a great place to be.
Chantal Dippel, Knowledge Manager at Moore Global, joining us this evening on Smile FM as part of the conversation on the Honest Truth. Join us too on 0829 904 904. Chantal sharing key findings from the hospitality industry's latest confidence index. Chantal, what is the value of the global bleisure markets?
So currently, it's expected that the bleisure market is going to increase up to $731 billion in the next couple of years, the next 8 years. So there's a significant opportunity for the tourism and hospitality industry here. A large portion of the supply has considered its offering for this market. And like I was saying earlier, with that kind of money on the table, you can understand why everyone is at the forefront of doing the necessary adaptations to their offerings to make sure that they're at the forefront of having what's available to get a piece of that pie, essentially.
And then you add those factors which make the continent's forecast to be one of the fastest growing regions, then you really have a recipe for some fantastic growth looking ahead.
Absolutely. Africa is set to be the second largest offerer of in this industry. So, as I was saying before, challenges come and challenges go, but Africa is definitely there in terms of will, in terms of determination to be at the forefront.
And is this reflected within the industry's customers, in the travelers, in the tourists? Are they responding to the adaptation and the innovation within the industry?
Absolutely. I mean, I can even answer that as a personal question for myself. Even just booking experiences, I find, everything's at our fingertips these days. The easier it is, the quicker it is for us to do it. And I think that is reflected in the numbers. Look, travel, as there's no getting away from it, that particularly international travel has gotten expensive. And I think going back to the bleisure again, I think that's another reason why the bleisure is just going to absolutely boom and continue to grow. And I think it's just going to continue to be a norm. So it's not going to be something that people really talk about anymore, because it's just a norm that when you're on a trip, you make the most of it. So whether it's a business trip, you add the day or the two that you can, because for us out of pocket to pay, to travel there just for the 2 days, obviously wouldn't make any sense. But if you're already there, why not?
Yeah, as much as the industry is innovating, so are travelers as well, getting bang for their buck, so to speak, there, Chantal. Presumably, a lot of these trends and emerging trends that you shared with us this evening will be under the spotlight at the upcoming Hotel and Hospitality Expo.
Absolutely. These are the topics that are being thrown around every meeting we have, every advisory board, everyone who's anyone is talking about them. And we're speaking specifically about Africa here, but Africa learns from its brothers and sisters. So these are the same topics that are being spoken about in other areas as well, other continents as well. So absolutely, definitely. And I urge anyone to join at that event later in the year.
Yeah, the Hotel and Hospitality Expo Africa takes place from the 11th to the 13th of June in Johannesburg at the Sandton Convention Centre. Chantal, are listeners able to have a look at the latest confidence index?
Absolutely, they are. They can literally go onto the DMG website. and they just need to fill in their contact details and their email address. And once they've done that, they're able to download the report.
Fantastic. Chantal Dippel, Knowledge Manager at Moore Global. Thank you, Chantal. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to be on your show, Benito, and thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share my insights.